bubble.
For those familiar with my work, you know my taste in men tends to skew older. So with this in mind, I think what better place to look than ourtime.com, a dating site for people over 50. So I set up my profile, get messages from the usual pervs and weirdos one often finds in cyberspace, and then finally, a real normal sounding guy actually contacts me. He's also into the writing scene here, albeit for playwriting, and he's also Jewish, not a requirement, but it will make mom happy. He's concerned that at age 60, he's too old for me, but I just laugh and laugh. Well, you're 8 years younger than the last guy I went out with. Okay, so blah blah, we set up a lunch date at the Kensington Cafe, and then things quickly go awry. First, he seems weirded out at the place, even though it's a perfectly normal restaurant, with a perfectly normal selection, and one of the places he even brought up when we were discussing where to meet. Then he orders salad and sends it back because it had the wrong type of lettuce that looked not fresh. Both way too high maintenance and health conscious. And look, I realize this is Southern California, but I don't subscribe to that whole gluten-free, organic, free-range, grass-fed, farm-to-table nonsense. And besides, real men don't eat salad. Come on. Lest you think I'm that shallow, it was just bad. He talked incessantly and never listened. The simplest questions I'd ask, like, what is your cat's name, would produce these hour-long responses about how his last cat died, and he wanted to name the new cat something similar, and on and on. There are men in this world that I am head over heels mind-numbingly obsessed with, and even I would not care this much about their cat. Finally, at a loss for things to talk about, I bring up the situation that is bothering me, this person that was mean to me, just something on my mind a lot. His solution, just put it in a bubble and visualize it floating away from you. It took nearly every muscle I had to restrain my eyes from completely rolling back in my head. The date ends, we never speak again, and I cancel my subscription to ourtime.com. So it's back to the dating drawing board for your plucky protagonist. One saving grace from this debacle came a short time later when I was having dinner with a friend. She was in the midst of a, I don't have a job, place to live, I might have to move back with my parents type meltdown. To which I happily replied, well, sweetie, just put it in a bubble and watch it float away.